Blackstone Audio presents The 13 and a Half Lives of Captain Bluebear by Walter Mowers, translated by John Brownjohn.
Foreword. A bluebear has 27 lives. I shall recount 13 and a half of them in this book, but keep quiet about the rest. A bear must have his secrets after all. They make him seem attractive and mysterious. People often ask me what it was like in the old days. My answer? In the old days, there was a lot more of everything. Yes, there used to be mysterious islands, kingdoms, and whole continents that no longer exist. They lie beneath the waves of the eternal ocean, for the waters are slowly but inexorably rising higher and higher, and one day our planet will be entirely submerged. That is why I now live in a seaworthy ship perched on a high cliff above sea level. I propose to tell you about the aforesaid submerged islands and countries and the creatures and marvels that sank below the waves with them. I should be lying, and everyone knows I'm not a liar by nature, if I claimed that my first 13 and a half lives were uneventful. What about the mini pirates? What about the hobgoblins, the spider witch, the babbling billows, the troglodyte, the mountain maggot? What about the alpine imp, the headless bollog, the bollogless head, the nomadic mugs, the captive mirage, the yetis and bloodums, the eternal tornado, the rickshaw demons? What about the venomous vampires, the gelatin prince from the 2364th dimension, the professor with seven brains, the Demerara desert, Cneo the barbaric hog, the wolverting whelps, the cogitating quicksand, the noontide ghouls, the inferno, the ship with 1,000 funnels? What about Gourmet Island, Tornado City, the sewer dragon, the duel of lies, dimensional hiatuses, Volta Gorkian vibro bassists, rampaging mountain...